So this is Anna, A-N-A, Arriaza, A-R-R-I-A-Z-A, D. Garcia, D-E-G-A-R-C-I-A, 10-23-62. Today is 11-22. This is a 62-year-old woman, originally from Houston. She used to work as a custodian, married 35 years, has two children, one grandchild, who's been, who had a heart lung. Sorry, lung transplant in 2017, secondary to pulmonary fibrosis. Patient has done well for the past few years. In the past 6 months, she's taken a turn for worse. She's become very weak. She was able to ambulate without walker, but not anymore. She's debilitated. She's lost about 10 or 15 pounds. She's become bowel and bladder incontinent, ADL dependent. She has a home health care at this time. Let's see about her needs, but her needs are increasing, and she's been evaluated for palliative care, period. New paragraph, patient's husband tells me that 2 years ago she had COVID. Since COVID happened, she's become much weaker. It's affected her heart. Affected her heart with increased weakness. Patient has had mild volume overload and congestive heart failure, required diuretics. Also, the husband and her primary care physician believe that COVID has affected her kidneys and liver, has developed cryptogenic cirrhosis, passive congestion of the liver, renal failure stage 3, period. Patient requires beta blocker, diuretics to control her symptoms of volume overload, period. So social, never been a smoker, never been a drinker, lives with her husband. Her husband works for a food service company that provides food to the airlines. Surgery, lung transplant 2017, gallbladder surgery years ago. Allergy penicillin, she's review of system, used to use a walker but not any longer, too tired, too weak, too debilitated, weight loss, decreased appetite, chair bound, short of breath, not eating, issues with bowel and bladder incontinence, and a total ADL dependency, family history. She can't recall what mom and dad died of, maybe old age. Medications include Dapsone, D-A-P-S-O-N-E, 25 milligram once a day, albuterol inhaler. She uses the inhaler at least 4 or 5 times a day, along with the 4 times a day with using Atrovent and albuterol per nebulizer machine, period. She's also taken CRESEMBA, 186 milligram one today. Zithromycin, R iron tablets, metoprolol ER, 100 milligram a day, singular 10 milligram a day, Trulicity at a low dose, prednisone for rejection purposes. Hang on 1 second. Patient also has had a history of invasive aspergillosis related to her lung transplant and has required antifungal treatment with CRESEMBA to control her symptoms, period. New paragraph, other medications include zithromycin, Pepcid, iron tablets. We said that, right? Okay, we talked about that. Then COVID, she had the COVID infection, never got the immunization, flu shots up to date. Review of system reviewed, her blood pressure 126 over 80, pulses 80, 78, respirations 1802, side 99%. By the way, she's O2 dependent at 4 liters at this time. She has O2 in place, heart, positive, small positive, but still with an S3, Gallup, lungs, ronchi, arouse, coarse breath sounds, abdomen, soft, neck shows, no JVD, skin shows, no rash or mucosa with amylation. There's muscle wasting odor in the lower extremity, the temporal region, severe. Assessment, here we have a 62-year-old woman with history of pulmonary fibrosis, coronary artery disease, weakness, debilitation, shortness of breath, O2 dependency, using nip treatments and nebulizer on regular basis, period. She's also able to carry any physical activity without becoming short of breath. She's actually short of breath at rest. She's no longer able to use a walker. She's become bowel and bladder incontinent and has ADL dependency, period. A new paragraph, she requires beta blocker and diuretics to control her symptoms of hypertension related to her chronic heart disease, as well as diuretic to control symptoms of passive congestion of liver, cryptogenic cirrhosis, and stage 3 renal insufficiency, period. New paragraph. Patient is on medication for aspergillosis, which has side effect of also increasing or decreasing cardiac function. The family believes that is what has caused her heart to get worse and has made a big difference in her condition. But the infectious disease doctor felt like without the treatment, patient would have died, period. She's also very thin. She's lost weight, as I mentioned. She has bronchi valves in both lung fields. She's short of breath. She has severe muscle wasting, period. In the paragraph, I believe patient meets the criteria for end-stage terminal stage heart disease exacerbated by diabetes, renal insufficiency, medication-induced congestive heart failure, aspergillosis, requiring long-standing treatment, also requiring multiple medications for rejection purposes for her pulmonary fibrosis, period, respiratory failure. Patient also has had 3 strokes in the past. They appear to be lacunar stroke related to her diabetes. She also has diabetes neuropathy. And progressive deconditioning, period. In the paragraph, given natural progression of her disease, patient has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.